There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
A published report over the weekend in a leading New York newspaper asserted that White House Counselor Valerie Jarrett played some role in the disclosures about Secretary Clinton's emails. Can you confirm that?
Yeah, it's utter baloney.
Well,
speaking of baloney, there are a number of members of Congress who have...
Do we speak of anything else?
Maybe other cold cuts for tomorrow's briefing. Exactly. We'll do that. There have been a number of members of Congress who have repeatedly attempted to suggest that the administration does not envision a role for Congress in consideration of this, of a deal that is reached with Iran, if one is reached.
All right, mix it all up, and you turn it upside down, and of course we're talking about the Middle East and Iran, and the fact that while they're trying to work on this deal with the United States and other countries, this pact that would really be non-binding, let's face it, Iran sent arms to Iraq to fight ISIS in Tikrit. That's one of the stories that's been pumped out there. That was in the Gray Lady today. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, the snapshot of what really irks us is partially what's happening with the pussyfooting around on the eve of the Israeli elections, whether or not Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is, who's trying to appeal to his more right-wing voters, shall we say, to see if he's still going to be in place, or if the challenger who supports a two-state solution, meaning the Palestinians, and of course the great big standoff that Israel has had for a very long time, that will change the face of one of our big allies and the country that we've been supporting for a very long time. Financially, remember, we were the ones that came up with the Iron Dome, etc. So Hillary Clinton is still embroiled with the flying email scam. We're waiting to see if Netanyahu stays in place or there's a new face as Prime Minister of Israel, and the tug of war over Iran continues. And the big fear is what's going to happen as you've got these missiles and rockets that are fueling the sectarian tensions and has caused a lot of civilian casualties, because guess what? The stuff that Iran is sending to Iraq to fight ISIS isn't precision guided. So for all the criticisms of the collateral damage that the United States has caused in pockets here and there, it's 10 times as big when you look at what Iran is fueling in the fight against ISIS. That's not the only place we're going to take you in this hour of America Tonight. We're going to talk about net neutrality, some very, very specific things that we'll drill down on coming off of what happened last week and the confusion over what net neutrality is, what it means, and how concerned we should be, because ultimately, well, there'll be a grab for broadcasting and what is put out over the airwaves. The FCC may be surprising a few people, although it wasn't completely out of left field. So we're going to talk to Mike Wendy about the specifics of the 400 pages where they say only 800 pages matter when it comes to net neutrality. But we have 400 pages to discuss it. So good luck finding the elusive 8. You don't want to miss this conversation with Michael Pence, because it'll leave you scratching your head saying, yeah, that's why we wanted the internet to remain the free highway and keep it as sustainable as possible without making it a public utility. But instead, we're caught in that vice. There's going to be court challenges. There's already things that have been filed. So maybe this is one way it could all be flipped over. But you know how that is. It's the waiting game. And the scales of justice, well, sometimes the lady with the scales tilts in the wrong direction. So I'm not so sure I would bank on that being flipped over, or certainly not easily. I don't think so. Because it's in the interest of some to keep it the way it is now that it's, now that the FCC voted it in. But it is a heavy blow to the freedom of what you can do on the internet. And then ultimately, I think what will happen as far as having to pay more, as far as getting hit with the taxes, eventually. You know, it's interesting, at the top there, that was Josh Earnest, who does the daily White House briefing, who was answering questions about Iran, and then there was a Hillary jab in there, and then there was something about Valerie Jarrett, and she says, there was a quote I read from her, as the president's senior advisor and really confidant on all the big issues, whether it's working with the Republicans on the Hill or whatever it is, immigration, that's a big one. And she said, I'm going to stay here until the lights go off. So people, there was a hit list for a while of who would Obama have to ditch, and she certainly was on that list. So she makes it pretty clear, and David Axelrod has been on the talk show circuit pumping his pulp, you know, his book to buy his book. And she's somebody who is really, really the gatekeeper for Obama. And she has his ear that much, where she is absolutely the confidant. There is no question about it. Not that there's not other people that he could confide in, but she is the main one. She is the main one that he leans to, you know, without a doubt. So she says she's going to stick around 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue until the very bitter end, until the lights go off. She says, why would I miss a second of this? Why would I miss a second of this? And how will this fall down on immigration? Because we have people stuck in limbo. We have IRS agents who were hired to deal with just this one thing. And you got to wonder, what are they doing? Are they count? Is it like The Office? Are they counting paper clips? Are they taking long lunches? I mean, what are they going to do? You can't just shuffle the deck and say, well, why don't you become auditors? Does anybody have an accounting degree? Let's check that. Maybe some of you can help us in that department. And I think it's going to stay in the courts for longer than some thought. So there's going to be big hassles over the DREAM Act and who's in and who's out. Weren't we talking about building a fence 20 years ago and then 10 years after that and then another 5 years later? One thing about the United States, a lot of things don't happen fast when it comes to politics and the big issues, the ones that matter. All right, stay with us. Net neutrality, that's the topic we're feasting on around the bend. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. increases, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Getting over the shock of what happened with this whole net neutrality. I mean, first of all, the FCC is throwing out issuing that 400-page order. And, I mean, it's just crazy. Is this anti-speech? Is this nuttiness? Where are we living? And, you know, we've had this discussion here on the air for a long time. And we kept saying, be careful, look under the lid, do what you can. But what can you do? The FCC ultimately had the vote. We've got Mike Wendy on with us, president of MediaFreedom.org. Mike, thanks for coming back on with us. Appreciate your time.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
So take me back to your reaction to what happened.
Well, I mean, we've been watching this sort of a train wreck or car wreck happening for really the past 10 years, but certainly this summer things really turned into overdrive. And where we thought, I think, in May of last year that we might have a bad rule, but just a bad rule. Last week we saw a 400-page novel, a nightmare of sorts, come to life that's 180 degrees the other direction. And really it's going to clamp down on the way that we use the Internet and how the Internet has grown, especially these past 10 years. 400 pages of rule, 1,777 footnotes, lawyers, and it's a work project for the lawyers, Permanent Employment Act for lawyers that work the telecom space, because we'll be talking about this for years to figure out what this clear rule actually means for the Internet.
Wow. And you know, well, as I said, people have been debating it, and I got a lot of interesting phone calls and emails. And the defenders are saying, well, what's the big deal? I mean, we have certainly it's not going to affect us because we're talking about ultimately the bigger companies. And how is that going to affect the mere individual, to which you would say?
The big deal is this. We've had 10 years of almost unbridled internet growth as a result of really government taking its foot off the throat of industry and letting it grow and prosper. And we have tremendous services, offerings, devices as a result. This is 180 degrees in the other direction. It actually, it overturns 40 years of this deregulatory trajectory that the FCC actually had been embarked upon, and consumers had reaped tremendous benefit as a result. Now we have the FCC to this new mousetrap is sitting in the innovation czar seat, the catbird seat, for really with companies going to it to ask permission if it can, if they can innovate or not for the consumer. It wasn't that way. It shouldn't be that way, but it is now that way.
Wow. So the only recourse is really through the government, through your representative, through Congress, in other words, and also through the courts. So do you see some challenges there?
Yeah, I think in the next 60 days, what we're going to see is the first of the appeals that gets noticed in the Federal Register, and that sort of tolls the bell. Likely large and small companies, especially ISPs, the people delivering the last mile that are really immediately harmed by this will be appealing this. We'll see if the rule gets stayed or if it goes forward until the result of the appeal. I think at the shortest we're looking at is anywhere from 2 to 4 years through the appeals process. If it goes the full length, it will go to the Supreme Court. Many important issues, First Amendment, Fifth Amendment, and other issues are at play here. Probably the only thing that would short-circuit that is the 16 elections. And if we got a conservative in the White House, that would change the face of the FCC and could theoretically either not prosecute the rule or change the rule altogether. So we're in this sort of limbo period right now.
As you said, Mike, this is like a 180, and you know, you were reading the tea leaves, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
You were out there, you were saying, hey, it's some red flags. Did you expect the president to jump into this fray?
I've been writing about this for a number of years, and he did campaign in 2008 on so-called net neutrality or the open internet. And we did see, you know, in 2010, the FCC tried to implement a lighter version of this rule, got slapped down for the second time by the federal courts. I did not expect to see him come out in November so openly, so notoriously, and say, this is the rule that I expect the FCC to go ahead. And quite frankly, many of us believe that actually the FCC sat in the back seat here, the expert independent agency, and let the White House write this rule. The Wall Street Journal, in fact, flat out says that the White House wrote the rule, and that's a great concern. So I think initially I thought that cooler heads would prevail. We'd get kind of a rule because that was where we were going, but not this until the president said, I want, you know, this heavy-handed 1934-style rule to go into effect.
Mm. And, you know, there was something that came out, and I actually read the statement that you put out. I loved it because what you said in your comparison to really get people to understand this, you said that by the 400-page net neutrality order that came out on the 12th, you said that it's the single most anti-speech and information law since, I love this, Woodrow Wilson's takeover of the telephone networks in 1918. And that's the thing I think that people don't understand. We're talking about classifying it as a utility, correct?
Yeah, and really worse, I think that we're slouching toward TV and broadcasting regulation with all its controls on content. And that's the thing that concerns me the most. I mean, now they have all these hooks, and they've been talking about this for a little while, but I hear stuff that they were talking about in 1949 to justify the fairness doctrine. You know, it's a pervasive medium. It's ubiquitous. It's easy to access. It's important. It's scarce. The spectrum is scarce. These are all the same things that they used to implement content controls on the broadcasters. And I believe in my heart that they look at the internet. They're scared of the internet, the administration, government generally. But they look at it like TV and then some, like as I wrote in my statement, like an amplifier turned on 11. And so they must control it. And the biggest part and the biggest concern for me is the control of content, and then secondly, the control of market information that allows companies to profit and to drive new services to consumers. That's being limited too. So it's a double whammy. It's terrible any way you look at it.
Yeah, I bet when all this happened and flipped around, were your phone lines just blowing up?
Oh, absolutely. And really, the community that I work in, it was like we were punched in the face. I don't think, you know, we were warned by one of the FCC commissioners, Ajit Pai, a month ago, saying this is worse than you could possibly imagine. And, you know, was that hyperbolic? No one could tell, because it was a rule that no one was able to see but him and the other commissioners. And looking at the rule now, it is. It's worse. It's a takeover of the internet by the FCC and the president.
Yeah, and I think, and I'm so happy that you came on the show, because people in the nooks and crannies and around the United States are listening to us right now, and then that question mark that they don't understand, well, I'm not sure, because, you know, people came up to me, they said, is it true the president's taking over the internet, and wanted me to explain that? And here's the other part of this, has anyone read the 400 pages?
I'm reading them. Yeah. I mean, that's the Full Employment Act for telecom lawyers for the next 10 years. I mean, we're going to be reading every one of these pages. And, you know, the FCC officials kind of belittle the 400 pages. Well, it's only 8 effective pages of rules when you get down to it. Well, you know, the executive summary runs over 15 pages right there. I mean, it's so clear. We've got an executive summary that's 15 pages. It took 400 pages to explain the rules. And literally, I will, and many like me, will read every page of that rule, every footnote, to divine what's in that rule and how it affects people's interests going forward. We're going to be talking about this for years.
Yeah, absolutely. Because, like you say, too, as we see it roll out, let's see what the effect is. And I think that's what's going to happen. Okay, this happens, you know, and now what does it mean a year from now? What does it mean a year and a half from now? What about the challenges? And you're right, we're going to be talking about it for a very long time. Mike Wendy, thanks so much for coming on America Tonight. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks, Kate. Have a good day.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The freeze-dry guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dry guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Coming up on America Tonight at the tail end of this hour, sports shorts. A couple of interesting facts mixed into that mix about the brackets and March Madness and how many people actually get involved. I said this when we came out of Selection Sunday, that people who could care less and know nothing about the college hoop world are filling out brackets and trying to decide who's going to make it all the way through to the Final Four. A quick note here, 49ers linebacker Chris Borland resigned from pro football. And this is interesting and worth mentioning because, as many of you know, there's this whole thing with concussions and what's happening to players as they age and some of the diseases that they're coming down with and what happens to their brains. And some brains of some ex-NFLers have been studied. So Borland, just 24, told the 49ers on Friday. He said he made his decision after consulting with his family members, concussion researchers, friends, teammates, and studying what we know is the relationship between football and neurodegenerative diseases. So this is huge that he stepped away. He said he didn't think it was worth the risk. He said he wanted to do what was best for his health, and so he didn't think it was that he should stay in the NFL. And that is an unexpected decision to say the least. And what could the 49ers say? They just released a statement saying that they were, it was unexpected. They didn't, they respect his decision, but that he had put a great deal of thought into it and will always consider him a 49er and wish him the best. Wow. I mean, this is a big story because will there be other people that will decide, I'm going to step away because it's just too darn dangerous and I don't want to end up in the situation that I've seen some other people end up in. I mean, that's huge. I was watching the Twitter feeds because, you know, we live in the 140-character world to see what, you know, people were saying about it. And some ex-players and some other players that are currently in the league had some interesting things to say about by retiring. I'll tell you what, by retiring, he's leaving millions of future money on the table. In his career, he made just over $1 million. He absolutely would have made way more than that. He played 1 year. The 49ers picked him in the third round of the 2014 draft. Made 8 starts, but he led the team in tackles at 107. So he knew where his future was headed because of the position that he played and decided that it wasn't worth it for him. He had 2 diagnosed concussions. One was in 8th grade and one was playing football in high school, and that's what he said. So I think a lot of people were stunned by the announcement because he was certainly one of the future stars of the 49ers, but how brave of him in a sense to say, yeah, you know, I'm talking to people about this and I don't want this. I don't want to end up in this scenario that I've talked to enough doctors about, especially with the position that he played in. He knew he was going to take massive, massive hits. All right, time to head to the mailbag, as many of you had things to say, not about concussions and the NFL, or not so much about March Madness, but a few other things. Let's head there.
You have mail, mistress.
This one about Iran, and this one is from Chris, who says, Kate, I just don't understand the idea of cutting a deal with this devil. You said it before, Ronnie certainly doesn't seem as though he's someone you can trust because it is ultimately the Ayatollahs who have the power in Iran, not whoever the president is. Although this president seems very inclined to act as though he is the front man for peace when he probably isn't. I mean, that's kind of an interesting way to say that. I remember he was calling the United States, wanted to talk to the president, wanted to change the conversation, and they're changing the conversation, but I agree. I think that Iran, I think in the situation that we're in with Iran, I don't trust ultimately whatever weak treaty comes down the pike. I mean, someone could say, well, we can't ignore the situation. I get it. And I don't think we can ignore it. But how much do you trust what comes back from, you know, the summit in Switzerland? And here's another one. This one from Bob, who says, hey, Kate, I'm not going to talk about college hoop. I was going to call you and ask you for some advice in filling out the brackets, but I decided to leave that behind. Instead, it's Hillary Clinton. I can't tell you how many people in my world have made up some pretty clever jokes about Clinton and the emails. Do you think she really weathers this and ends up becoming the Democratic nominee? Hey, people, the smart money says the people in the Democratic Party that count believe that she can weather the storm. Will she have an easy time of doing it? That's the other question. And will anybody that gets a little more sizzle than Hillary end up overtaking her in popularity? I mean, it's not a given. It's not handed to her, and we still have time. It just seems inevitable in every poll. She's so far ahead. All right, let's squeeze in another one here. This one is from Holly S., who says, Kate, listening to America Tonight, my hours are all over the place. When I'm up late, I listen, but sometimes I download America Tonight at GCN Live And I'm glad I do, because I've heard some really great guests on your show from all walks of life, not just the famous, not just the powerful, but also some interesting people as well. So thanks for giving us a little slice of life. Hey, you're stealing my phrase, a little slice of life. Yep, we try to mix it up when we can, right? It's not hard to mix it up these days when you look at what's going on. I mean, you know, pull a lever, any lever, and let's see what falls down. Remember, you can send me your thoughts, americatonight.net, 24/7, no matter what it is. If you want to vent, you can certainly vent to us. Grim in Mississippi, hello.
Hey, good evening, Kate. You know, last night you were talking about that poor fellow that got suckered with the IRS scam. And I tried,
I tried my best
to call in, because I was sitting there thinking, because I just love to produce things, you know. And I got to thinking, well, Lily Tolland, she would be the operator. You remember her from Laugh In. And she gives you a call.
Yeah.
And this is actually how the IRS would have to call you if they actually called. It'd be like, hello, Kate Delaney. This is the IRS, and we have noticed some deficiencies and discrepancies in your tax and the audit, and we're going to send out a marshal today. Would you be there at 3:30 p.m.? And if you could you please box up any of your electronics and paperwork, you know, iPads, computer, and everything else. We'll try our best to return them. And don't worry about the U.S. Treasury Office agents and the M16s and everything, because in reality, you're not going to get a phone call.
they're going to surprise you, absolutely. That's pretty funny. You're right.
Yeah, at the end, you know, it'd just be, have you ever seen cops?
Yeah. We're here.
And knock, knock, boom. That's the call you
exactly
get from the IRS. Yeah, you initially get paperwork. But, you know, if it's big enough, they're going to come at you with a warrant. And they're not going to tell you they're coming. They're not going to call you.
Yeah, they want your money. They want to see what's going on so they can get every cent out of you they can.
Oh, well, see, that's like Hillary in this email business. It's like she's acting the same way. Oh, you know, nobody can, you know, well, they just, you know, no, they'll never bust my door. They'll give me a phone call. Yeah, right.
Yeah, that's one area where the Clintons can't mess around with that. I mean, seriously, eventually, you're right, it could come to that, and too bad. That's where the Teflon would wear off.
Oh, yeah. And, well, it's the same thing with President Obama. Here's something about a Secret Service agent. His first oath is to the United States, just like anybody else. It's the same oath the president has to give that's in our Constitution, just like every soldier. When they get indoctrinated, they raise their right hand and they swear to defend the Constitution.
Yeah.
Now, a Secret Service agent's second oath is to protect the office of the president.
Mm-hmm.
And that's his second oath. Now, what precedes the second oath, the first? If he violates the Constitution, the Secret Service agent can slap cuss on him. Because he's there to defend the country, regardless.
Yeah, so true. Yeah.
I mean, you never know. And he's there to protect the office of the presidency. And you never know, you know. Maybe an aneurysm causes the president to go berserk or something, you know, and that's his duty, is to protect the office, not the man.
Boy, it'd be interesting, you know, in the movies they portray that, but if it really came down to that, it'd be interesting to see how tough that would be for somebody to do what they would have to do. But you know what? You're right. It's about protecting the office, not the man. Absolutely. You know, how, like I said, how many times have we seen that portrayed in movies? But in real life, that playing out would be, man, that would be frightening, I think. Hey, Grim, thanks. Stay with us. If you want to throw in your thoughts, you can, 855-266-5283.
By now, you may have heard a bit about bitcoins. But did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
As the new world order continues to tighten its grip on every facet of our lives, we're all asking ourselves, how can we maintain our independence? The answer is clear. Get prepared, and you get prepared now. Now the only question left is, where do we begin? My Patriot Supply is here to help. Call 800-247-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. We're even covering the cost of shipping. Are you willing to rely on the government and FEMA in the event of an emergency? Call 800-274-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. You won't be able to find this deal online, and there is a strict limit of 4 per caller, so don't wait. Call now, 800-274-3070. That's 800-274-3070. Call right now.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferrule rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at freewaterproofmatch.com. Again, that's freewaterproofmatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit freewaterproofmatch.com today.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
After a tumultuous summer filled with domestic violence scandals, the NFL makes a big move. That's next on Sports Shorts with me, the Sports Princess.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Pure Life Water, helping you drink better and live better by providing a zero-calorie alternative to sugary drinks. Visit us at nestle-purelife.us. When kids are playing, they often don't want to stop to keep hydrated, so send them out with a bottle of water and encourage them to take frequent drink breaks. Or call them inside for a quick sip. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
On the heels of the Ray Rice and Adrian Peterson cases, NFL owners unanimously approved a revised personal conduct policy. A more extensive list of prohibited conduct is on it, as well as specific criteria for paid leave for anyone charged with a violent crime. Biggest changes also include the NFL now hiring special counsel for investigations and conduct who will oversee initial discipline. The policy will implement an element of leave with pay during investigations of people charged with violent crimes. Also, the commissioner will maintain a role in the appeals process, but also might appoint a panel of independent experts to participate in deciding an appeal. But not so fast, says the players' union. It released a statement saying they could consider Wednesday's vote by the owners as a violation of the collective bargaining agreement reached in 2011, giving the union cause to file a grievance. I'm the Sports Princess, and that's Sports Shorts. The segment of this hour of America tonight. Coming up, this week, we're going to talk with Luke Vargas from Israel. He's in Tel Aviv as to what happens with Benjamin Netanyahu, who is playing heavy to the right here in the United States, but certainly to the right in his own country. And he absolutely does not favor a two-state solution. Who prevails? His opponent, who does, or Netanyahu, who will be there, who is seeking to be there for the fourth time around? Or is this it for Netanyahu? And ultimately, does the relationship start all over again with somebody new as far as the United States is concerned at a weird time in history when it comes to the shaky, shifting sands in the Middle East? Also coming up later this week on America Tonight, some of the other people that we're going to talk with, Luke probably a couple of times, but certainly after the elections for a recap. And also we're going to talk with a meat inspector who has some interesting things to say about what is happening with cattle and what is happening in meat processing centers. Boy, I went to one once, and I'm a meat eater. I definitely grew up in a meat potato house, no question. And the one that I went to was solid. I mean, they were had everything. They were solid in how clean they kept the place and how many times they had surprise inspections. They talked about that with me. Plus, we're going to talk about exploration in space and Mars. Is it really viable? Chris Carberry is going to be in Washington, and he'll tell us the latest on that whole push to get to Mars. It seems so far away, doesn't it? We've talked to him a couple of different times. I mean, and it is his life's, you know, his life's calling to make sure that that happens, but I'm not so sure. NASA seems like, especially since the shuttles are done, here and there something comes up, but remember where it used to be sort of a constant drumbeat, and of course, there's tons of funding that is still going to NASA, and they're working on things, but with the shuttle being mothballed and us hitching rides with the Russians or others to get to the International Space Station, and now, you know, looking at other possibilities of privately funded rides, you kind of wonder where NASA is headed. It will not ever be completely knocked out, but how much funding will continue to be pumped into NASA, and what are the futuristic things that are realistic that are on the board? A lot of people think, hey, we can't afford it. We're in so much debt. Let's just cap this off because we can't afford it, the money that we're pushing into space, and what does it get us anyway? What kind of things are we learning from the exploration of what's out there? Ray in Missouri. Hey, Ray, we haven't talked to you in a long time. How are you?
Oh, I'm good, Kate. I was out. I was working some different hours, so I wasn't up when you were on there.
Good. So you're doing well. Nice.
Doing good. Hey, that whole Hillary thing. The emails.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're not find nothing except for that she's doing great for everybody. that's what's going to be. They're gonna find some really sweet emails. There's not going to be anything dirty in there. And it's just going to make her look better. And she's not a dumb person. As much as I dislike her, she's not dumb. I think it's just something set up as a smoke and fire to make her look better in the end.
Oh, I don't know that it's smoke and fire, but I think you're right about that there's not going, you know, that they're not going to find anything. That's why I keep saying, you know, has the Teflon run out or does it continue? And I mean, here's the big question, Ray. Honestly, you don't like Clinton. There's no question. And, you know, she's trying to play to the people who didn't elect her the last time around 2008 when it would have been hers probably, except for Obama got in the way. Do you think she becomes the next president if they run Jeb Bush on the other side?
I don't want to. I don't want another Bush in office either. This is not a wealthy country. I'd rather have somebody in there that's going to make a real change and do a job, not just be a politician.
That is so well said, Ray. Somebody who's not going to be a politician and somebody who will do something, because that's what we're stuck with. We're stuck with politicians. It's about spin. It's about getting the $1 billion. It's about fundraising and then not doing what you say you want to do as you run for office and getting caught up in the machine. Absolutely.
Yeah,
yeah, well said.
I think I heard today that student loans owed back is over $1 trillion. That's
wow.
Not good. Yeah. So
no.
There's quite a few things going on. We need somebody that's gonna do something, not live on a monarchy.
Yeah. It does feel like that. It'd be very strange to see that dance between a Clinton and a Bush, and hey, Jeb is definitely has money behind him. He definitely, like Hillary Clinton, has a lot of people in their camp because of their political careers and their family histories too, as well. Be interesting. Ray, take care. So good to hear from you. Glad that you are doing well. So you heard what Ray had to say about the emails, that yeah, they know they're not going to find anything. Well, they dumped all the personal ones and said, we don't have to worry about the personal ones. It was stupid things. It was inane things like going to the movies, where we were going to meet, conversations between Hillary and Bill Clinton, talking about Chelsea's wedding, talking about the funeral for her mother, just everyday kind of mundane things. Do you believe that? Do you think they were just mundane? I don't know. It seems like every time they had a picture of Hillary Clinton, by the way, she was had her dark glasses on and she was texting somebody. So there's going to be questions on the Hill, but how much of it will stick and how much of it will stick to Hillary Clinton? She's going to have to weather more of the email bashing in that routine. But if something is found, that will be the undoing. But they'd have to find something to make that happen. And what email is that going to be that's going to trip her up? I mean, they're pretty eager to tweet out, yes, we're turning over all our emails. So as Ray said, she's not dumb by any stretch of the imagination. So, I don't know, the reports of her demise might be premature. Thanks for listening to America Tonight.
About your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.